There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Enough of these news reporters and weather folks out there in the east, and the TV shots where there's like a flake or two, acting as though the world's coming to an end because of snow. It's what we call winter here in the Heartland. That's winter you're enjoying. And I realize in some place, I guess Boston, the wind's gusting to 70 or something. They had a little bit of snow, but I mean, does this irritate anybody else? It's so when a snowstorm comes to the east, where most of the reporters are, somehow it is a worldwide mega story. It's snow and some wind.
Set everything down in advance, but then it turns out to be no big deal. So now, of course, people are a little upset that everything got shut down.
Yeah. Now there's a lot of people out there. I realize that. So the forecast suggested might be tough, so you warn people, and, you know, we warn folks here, too. So I get all that. I mean, I saw somewhere that 40 million people are in one form or another of the... But you live where it could snow. You live on the seaboard there where the wind and the moisture can whip up. Just because there's a lot of people that are... it irritates me, in case you can't tell. If it dominates the east, then it's going to be the big news story. And this is really basically what we call winter here. So,
Now the National Weather Service official says the agency will evaluate its storm modeling after that storm.
We blew it. They're eating some crow, so they've got to say something.
Put that up on the What's in Your Mind Facebook page. But that's the story now is, the post-analysis. Okay, we said feet, it was inches at best. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a fair question.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind, and that's what's on my mind. I don't know if you get a little irritated by that or I'm just a whiny talk show host today. Let me have it if I am, but I don't know why we... Yeah, maybe it's both. I just don't... What really irritates me is these reporters have to go out in the snow and act as though they're shocking the rest of the world with this report, and literally there's like,
And how many thousand flights got canceled and, not to mention the various transit systems all shut down in advance, and then it turns out to be nothing. But what's the answer? Do you wait until everything is paralyzed and then shut it down and leave people stuck out in the snow? I mean, what is the answer?
No, with that many people and with them obviously being a bunch of wusses that don't know how to handle winter... that I think advance notice is a good idea, and if it doesn't
like
come,
North Dakota in there
doesn't happen. But what I'm getting irritated in is acting as though it's the only story that exists, because they're getting winter, and these reporterettes that have to go out there and get their best winter gear on and walk around and go, ooh, I'm reporting from so and so, and you look at it and go, there's nothing there. Come here on our best winter day, and you could do that stand-up, that same thing here. So, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my take, welcome yours. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Here's how you give us your take, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'd much rather celebrate our weather. If we're going to have a weather story, let's talk about how winter is yet to arrive where we live with it normally, 6 months out of the year, 8 months out of the year, right? How about this? Incredible. And what we're going to, the record low snowfalls, the record high temperatures.
Yeah, most parts of the state way into the 50s. Whoa.
Right on. There's a story you can sink your teeth into. Now we're talking. I like.
But do they do that story? No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the story they should be coming out and doing. Meanwhile, in North Dakota, where they were expecting this inches or feet of snow, is this. Love it.
Oh, exactly. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Love to hear what's on your mind today. 701-258-0550. We're going to chat with the folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today about their legislative priorities in the middle of this legislative session. The folks that are always fighting for a leaner government on your behalf, smarter government on your behalf, so we'll chat with them. We're going to talk with Andy Maragos. He's a state representative from Minot next hour. Interesting bill that he has proposed on behalf of a constituent. Actually, the person called on the program yesterday, so we did a little digging on this. And I believe it was Mark from Bismarck said... asked one of our other guests yesterday whether or not underage active military service members should be able to drink alcohol on base. And Andy Maragos has introduced that bill at the request of a constituent, and we're going to talk about that today on the program coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. So those are our guests. In the meantime, we'll chat about whatever you'd like to talk about, whether you too are irritated by winter being news in the east, and we have to, you know, endure this. Here's another story that is brewing. We spent a fair amount of time on this program talking about Bo Bergdahl. Remember Bo Bergdahl, who was a deserter, and our soldiers spent a lot of time looking for him, and then eventually was a deal arranged for his release. We gave up five Taliban, sent him back. President Obama goes in the Rose Garden with his parents, says, rah, 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 we got one of our own back. We're good to go. Well, now reports are he's going to be charged with desertion. That's right. And we swapped five Taliban for a guy that, by the Army's own investigation, has deserted us. And, you know, his oath. So what do you make of this story? By the way, this decision evidently was made some time ago, hasn't been announced yet, because there's some sort of dispute between the Pentagon and the Army specifically and the White House on when to release this. What do you make of that? So that's the news we're tackling, and it's a What's on Your Mind follow-up. Let's get to the phones here. Charlie in Fargo, what is on your mind today?
I just think the storm sort of highlights some funny facts on how there's the same crowd of people like the mayor of New York. You know, he's a big global warming guy. You know, they're trying to tell us that our weather's going to be bad in a couple hundred years from global warming, but they can't predict a storm that's 3 days to go, you know. I just think that's sort of funny. And then, it also highlights the liberal dependency culture of the Northeast, how they're dependent on the government and everyone's in a panic that the government's not going to be able to help them. And again, the government was wrong, but it also highlights that you can't depend on the government. The government wouldn't be there for the people in the cold. And, you know, it just sort of highlights a lot of liberal flaws in my eyes.
Interesting. Now, expand on the liberal dependency. You think they're the reason they're cowering in their closets and stocking up is they're worried that they're not going to be somehow they're going to be abandoned.
New York City is an example of the citizens. They're totally dependent on the government out there for rent subsidies. You know, just their total life. They most people don't have a driver's license. To me, they're dependent on the government to sort of meet their daily needs. And you know, us around here, most of us drive, we have to get to work, you know, we ensure our houses are ready for the flood or for a cold winter. You know, we have water stockpiled and food, you know, in the fridge and the cupboards, you know, that we can last hopefully 72 hours without the government have to come and helping us.
Yeah, no kidding. Funny. And they were really being treated like children there.
Children.
De Blasio said, you know, you can't go out.
Yeah. And street people.
did like this indefinite street closure in New York, where, by the way, the storm didn't really even hit.
Yeah.
And said, you're committing a crime if you violate the ban.
Yeah.
Sounds a little like Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, see, in the 80s, I got to go to East Germany, and we don't want a society like that. Cameras everywhere and officials watching everyone all the time. And that's what I feel like we're sort of heading towards, is that, you know, everyone's so interested in this utopian safety net. And that's actually like a cage, not a net. It's a cage that we're going to have to live in. And I surely don't want to live that way.
Charlie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mark in Crookston, Minnesota. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Say, I got an idea. You know, these guys that are predicting the storm out east.
Yeah.
You know, we could, it's a shame to throw them away. We should recycle them. We should put them on to work predicting global warming.
That's long Charlie's lines there. Yeah. How in the world do they think they can tell us what the median temperature is going to be 30 years from now when they can't get a storm 3 days ahead of time, right?
I've been watching that on TV this morning on Fox and Friends, and I want to tell you, they're scratching to make themselves, let's say, useful. with their stories.
Yeah, Mayor de Blasio said, quote, this will most likely be one of the largest blizzards in the history of New York City. So we had a lot of bluster going on. Yeah.
He's a sick guy.
Didn't happen. I like the recycling line there.
That's very environmental.
There you go. Recycle them. We can recycle them to other positions. Great. Mark, thank you. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550-studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Does it irritate you, though, that, a storm, that's what this is, it's a storm, and obviously in some parts not nearly as bad as they thought it was going to be, but it's a storm, and it's as though the world is coming to an end. I mean, everything in Congress, I mean, Bo Bergdahl, all
the... A friend of mine in New York City just put up an Instagram photo, let us never forget the crippling effects of Winter Storm Juno, and it's just a few flakes on his roof. It's, what a joke. Way to go, man. JJ.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, more coming up on What's On Your Mind after a short break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past together. We are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Here's the telephone number to weigh in here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When you call, two options. Press 1 to leave your message, leave your comment, just hop up in that soapbox and let her rip. Or press 2 to chat with us live on the air. We prefer you come on, push 2 and chat with Todd and I and have a fun little dialogue. But sometimes if there's a break going or whatever, you want to just get your comment out of the way, that's easy too. And a couple folks did during that break just now.
I was in the military for 8 years, and I worked for another government agency for an additional 7. I have numerous trips overseas. As much as we want to say that it was under a time of war, there was never officially a declaration of war called. So that is going to be what the White House uses to not, quote, unquote, punish him. Even though he should be, good men lost their lives looking for him. He's a deserter, and he's a person who conspired with the enemy. Have a great day.
All right, caller, talking about the Bo Bergdahl case. There are reports that he has been served with a charge letter, that he has been charged with desertion. I guess you're talking about the ultimate penalty. And, you know, there'll be a military trial. And so I don't know that we I would imagine that's what's going on with this battle. Politically, this just doesn't look good for the White House. I mean, they were all over this. Why? It's a real head scratcher to me all along. It's very bizarre, given the fact that there was a lot of information in emails with the parents and things that had been done that suggested this guy was far from lily white. And so, very bizarre that the president rushed to stand in the Rose Garden with his parents. And you know, it's just something you don't always do. And in this case, politically, he's going to boomerang here a little bit. Not to mention, I think the most egregious, I want to know why we decided that we were going to take somebody who was thought to be a deserter, and now we've confirmed that through the investigation, and do a swap with 5 really bad guys. 5 members of the Taliban. What's that all about? Somebody tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a couple more calls on our other topics this morning.
You know, I've been joking a long time that the government and the national media should be moved out to the center of the United States, which would be probably a small town called Lebanon, Kansas, you know, just to get into real life. And after last night, TV, I'm getting a little more serious about that. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Well, good suggestion. I think they would consider that a death sentence. However, come out and you know, live amongst the unwashed here in flyover country. Whoa! The horror of it all. Fine suggestion, though. I like the Lebanon, Kansas. You know, you give a little international flavor to Lebanon, Kansas. Here's another.
I think we really need to get on the global warming thing here. We should probably ship the snow from out east, out to North Dakota, in this area where we're above our average temperature right now, and that would cool us down and bring us more in line with what they think would be a normal temperature for us. It kind of irks me when they say that we're having abnormal temperatures. The temperature is normal. It's not average, but it is normal. But I think that we should be able to appease the global warming people if we would bring all that snow out here and cool our climate down a little bit. It's just way too warm.
Oh, I love it. There you go. Exactly. Share a little of that cold, you know? Bring it on over. Ship some out here and give us our normal, would you please? 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email comments. And I do have some Facebook comments to get to as well, but you keep calling. That's
morning,
great.
Guys.
Hello.
I'm thinking the administration is the one that predicted the storm to create panic and pandemonium, and then it doesn't ever show up. Here it comes. No, I guess we're not going to get it. Sorry. You can keep your good day. Have a good day, guys.
All right, appreciate the call. Lots of comments here today. Welcome others. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning. I would like you to talk about the patriotic Europeans against Islamization of the West. There are rallies in many European countries. They started on Sunday. And they're going to be going through the end of the month and probably beyond that. One of the quotes said, people have had enough of terror and hatred, attacks, bloodshed, enough of Islamization, which betrays our Judeo-Christian identity and tradition, destroys the future of our children, and which is selling out our countries and civilization. Thank you.
Standing up. Love to hear it. Hadn't heard about those rallies. Thanks. We'll dig into that a little bit here as we go today. Sasha in Bismarck, you're next. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Sasha.
Well, good morning, guys. I listen to you guys every morning. I like you guys' show. The reason I was calling is I never hear you guys talk about these 28 pages that were classified from the 9/11 report. You guys have any info on that?
Tell me more. Which 28 pages? What are the cliff notes from the 28 pages tell us?
Well, okay, there's an actual website, and I believe there's a congressman already. I forgot his name, who it is, but they're working on to declassify 28 pages of the 9/11 report, which indicates that Saudi Arabia was involved with it. So right now, I mean, I have a number. I have two numbers that you can call and ask the White House, or you can ask your congressman to actually find out more and to release these pages so that people can read them and actually figure out what was going on in 9/11. I mean, I have the White House's switchboard number, which was 202-224-3121. Or I have a 202-456-1111. And you can call those numbers and request it so they declassify those. And I was just wondering if you guys had any information on that. I mean, there's also a web page, 28pages.org.
28pages.org, okay.
Correct.
I'm looking on the Blaze here, and it quotes two members of Congress, well, I guess one a former member, Senator Bob Graham of Florida, who's seen the entire document, and it says it contains an expose on a larger effort to cover up Saudi activity in 9/11. And Representative Walter Jones, a Republican from North Carolina, also says the pages deal with Saudi connections, believes it was the influence of the Bush administration to classify those pages.
Yep, and I was just calling, just kind of put it out there if people don't know about it, and maybe we can get these declassified and really find out what happened 9/11.
All right, Sasha, appreciate the call. You don't hear a lot of talk about it. It's a little bit out there, but I hadn't heard about it for some time. So if it's on your mind, we want to know about it. Appreciate it. The North Dakota Farm Bureau has this legislative session on their mind. We're going to talk about some key priorities in the way of legislation they're working on when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banners, are fueling America's energy revolution. That's right. PetroServe USA connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump, including E15. You'll find them in Mandan, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, in Castleton and Valley City and Wahpeton, over in Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, up in Bemidji, too. Just look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA, and come on in for the friendly smiles and great eats. The 4-for-4 special's fantastic every day. Four items for $4. Get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or a big coffee, and two cookies. 4-for-4. It's a great deal. And the grab-and-go specials this month include Special K protein drinks, 2 for $3, and Special K protein bars, just 99 cents in your choice of flavors. The Deli Express Double XL sandwiches, $1.99 each. And Werther's candies, $1.59 for the caramels, $2.59 for the caramel popcorn. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Should underage active military service members be able to drink alcohol on base? We're going to talk with the author of a bill that would allow it, Andy Maragos from Minot, who sponsored that bill on behalf of a citizen coming up at the beginning of next hour, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on it. Facebook post welcome, and they're coming in as we speak on it right now. And by the way, it's just on base, although there was someone else, I guess, that suggested it be anywhere. So that'll probably be an amendment. But anyway, we're going to talk about that coming up on the program as well. Here's the telephone number, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org is a website that will save you a lot of money. If you're a North Dakota Farm Bureau member, you can save a lot of money on everything from your next auto purchase to your cell phone plan, to rent-a-cars, to Case IH purchases. There's Choice Hotels on here. There's Office Depot. There's Polaris. We need some snow, I understand, but maybe a four-wheeler. Sam's Club, Sears, Vanity. I mean, they're really an amazing deal. So Beltone hearing aids, about $50 a year for membership for your family, and buy a new vehicle, Chevy, GMC, Buick, for an example. $500 per vehicle you save because of your NDFB discount, above discounts that are already happening at the dealership. Do the math. Save money. North Dakota Farm Bureau. Membership benefits under the membership link. Check it out. Plus the great savings on travel, as my wife and I found out, and a great time in New York City with our friends from the Farm Bureau. So encourage you to check that out. And they're a sponsor of ours every Tuesday on the program. We love talking ag. Pete Hannabut is here. Pete is the director of policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It is a legislative session underway in North Dakota. And, of course, the Farm Bureau probably among the most active and successful folks operating on your behalf for limited government in the hallways of the Capitol. Here for an update on the early part of this year's North Dakota legislative session. Pete, how you doing?
I'm fabulous. It's wonderful to be with you again this morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back. So what's the number one concern? What's the thing that's consuming most of your time this session so far?
Well, there's a lot of things cooking, and let me start by saying, you know, coming as an outsider to this state and having about 20 years of lobbying experience in Indiana, things at the legislature here work a little differently, and you would, of course, expect that. And it is a nice process that your state has with the formality of things and all that. And I think that something is lost in some other states where they are not as formal with the way they conduct business every day. And so it's been a real pleasure to come here and see the way the session is handled and how the opening ceremonies go and all that. It's very nice. So North Dakotans should be proud of that.
Tell me a little bit more about that. You, by the way, came from Indiana, so you have perspective from other states to be able to make that But when you say more formal, give me an example of how we do it differently here.
Well, you know, when we start the opening of the session and swear in all the statewide officials and all that, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance. And if citizens haven't seen that, I would really encourage them to, because it is one of those things that reinforces your trust in the way your government works and the fact that they take the business that they do so seriously. And it is a refreshing thing to see. Other states don't always do it that way. And in Indiana, for example, on the what they called Organization Day, which would have been the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, they would have run all the state officials through and they would all raise their hands and they would have sworn to uphold the Constitution of the state and they would have hit the gavel and they would have gone out that day. And then they would have started the session kind of in a routine way of reading bills and assigning them to committees and things like that. And the process here has more formality, which I think is nice. It allows you to, see when you see that happening, it allows you to understand that the people who are elected to run the government for you take it in a very serious way. And not that the other folks I was familiar with in my previous life did things in a not serious way, but the way they do things is a refreshing change compared to what I was used to. And there are some states that are more casual, I think, than certainly Indiana and no doubt we are. And I think there is value in having it the way that North Dakotans have run their government for a number of years now, obviously, and it's a nice thing to see. So I just think it's great.
Good to hear that. And nice to know we're compared favorably to others. I am looking at the 2015 North Dakota Farm Bureau Priority Issue statement that was approved by the Farm Bureau Board of Directors last year for this year. I'm going to just read this for folks so they know what the top issues are, and this might prompt some questions from our audience, and we'll talk through where some of these are at and how you're approaching this. We support research and development of feeding livestock and animal feeding facilities that may lead to more feeding and marketing of livestock and livestock products in North Dakota and promote the use of our feed grains and co-products. We support increased state funding for repairs and maintenance of county and township roads. We oppose the allocation of any additional state funds being given to groups or organizations for the purpose of conservation projects, conservation easements, and or land acquisitions. We support an acre for an acre wetland mitigation process. We support property owners' rights to drain their own property into a natural wetland. We encourage state legislators to limit the growth of spending. We support permanent property tax reform. We favor valuation of agricultural land for tax purposes be based on the productivity formula. So pretty straightforward, pretty simple. How are we faring so far?
Well, not too badly. You know, the way these priorities come about, after our convention, we have a follow-up session the next day after the delegate session, and members, stakeholders from all around the state divide the issue book up and divide up, you know, and prioritize which ones of those are really the key things that they feel like we need to focus on during that legislative session or in an off-session year, the way we need to focus on those things. And so it's interesting in that a couple of our reforms or our initiatives here, our issues, particularly the bottom three, deal with spending type things or taxing and spending, I guess you'd say. And so those things have been obviously talked about at the legislature, and some things that we have talked about over the years, changing mills to dollars, that was a bill that we saw, and the productivity formula, the key word there being the. There is a productivity formula, and we would like to preserve the formula as it is now versus monkeying with the formula. And just the regular idea, the overwhelming principle of property tax reform, reform that really means something versus reforms that are either short-lived or specific to one group. Some of those things are all in the mix this time, and there are a number of legislative things. I don't want to talk about bills specifically because bills can change when they move to House. From House to Senate and vice versa, and so I don't want to get hung up on bill numbers. But there are a number of those issues that are floating out there, and we favor several of them, and we've weighed in on some of those. And so there are some of these issues that are being talked about, not so much on some of our other priority issues, although obviously spending for county roads is out there. And one of the blessings in our state is that we still have a pretty positive budget, and we'll know how things go when the financial projections are released here in a month. And so when those things come out, that might change the tenor of some things, and we might see some proposals are whittled back. But even at that, you know, there's probably some spending out there that will take place for infrastructure type things. And yet we still hope that we can get some reforms, if not big reforms, some reforms to our overall tax system, and limit some of the growth of government, limit some of the state spending. Those are pretty standard Farm Bureau issues. Probably in most states, the Farm Bureaus would be for limited government and limited growth in government. And so we hope that we can toe the line on some of that. We don't always have to fund everything available, that everyone that comes to the State House doesn't necessarily. It's not, you know, it's a difference between want and need, and we would hope that we would at least be frugal in our spending so that down the road, if money does dry up, we're not left holding the bag with a lot of mandates for things that we need to spend money on at that point, where we don't have the money or the revenues to cover those spending initiatives.
It would seem to me that, you know, the battles over limiting the growth of spending will probably be easier this year just because of the fact that you're going to have less income coming in. You're going to have this growth can't obviously continue with price oil at $50, right? So it's probably not going to be the battle it has been in the last couple of sessions, would you say?
You would think so, but never underestimate the power of a large group of elected folks to each try to do what they feel is right for their own constituency base. And if that means spending some money on a special project back home, then that becomes a priority for that legislator or, you know, that group of legislators. And sometimes those spending things to help out a local community at home, which are all generally honorable, can sometimes get out of hand and it becomes a snowball thing where everybody gets everything they want. And that leads to some wasteful spending. And so, you know, taking a budget proposal and bumping it up 10% and moving forward with it isn't always the best thing to do. And we don't think that we should just think about where we can apply some of our blessed resources. We think we should think about how we should put some of that away for a rainy day or prioritize it toward things that will help us for generations versus things that are short-term things. And so we hope that our government will be frugal and that our government won't get us obligated for things that we have to pay for down the road, maybe when the spigot of the Bakken turns off a little bit.
Pete Hannibut is with us, Director of Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, on their priority issues in this session. Questions or comments from growers? Give us a ring. Farmers, ranchers, you got a question or comment? Love to hear from you today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Given Measure 5's thumping at the ballot box, there are obviously... wouldn't be a lot of wind at the back to go spend boatloads of money of, you know, state funds going to particular groups or organizations for conservation projects or some of the other things you talk about, specifically land acquisitions, because I would argue, you know, the prospect of taxpayer dollars buying land was one of the reasons that Measure 5 got whacked to the degree it did. But have the wings been clipped on most of those ideas?
Most common sense people would go along with your way of thinking. However, it's kind of sad to report that the other day there was a bill heard that in the House Ag Committee that said not-for-profits would not be allowed to use public funds to buy things. And yet one of the proponents, granted, the audience was overwhelmingly all the lobbyists and all the special interest groups, which, of course, agriculture is one of those. All the groups were saying, yes, we agree with the legislator who's sponsoring this and all of his co-sponsors, and we applaud him for doing this, and that was all great. But there were still some people that stood up and said, this is the wrong thing to do. And people said, why? Measure 5 was defeated 80-20, and he kept saying, we still need to spend this money. So there are still hogs coming to the trough as the bottom line of state spending for natural resource, wildlife, whatever you want to call it. Some people call it conservation. Some people call it frivolous spending.
More on this as we continue. Pete Hannibut with us from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's almost here, folks. North Dakota Farm Bureau's Farm and Ranch Conference, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we love finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau here for you on the program. One of the speakers this weekend is Chris Barron, who's the president and manager of AgView Solutions. And guess what? You get a little sneak peek on his talk this weekend. Chris, tell us.
Yeah, looking forward to it. There's just a lot of things in the horizon, I think, in agriculture that we need to take a quick look at. And land values being one of them, we're going to take a good hard look at cash rent, how to assess that. And also look at cost of production analysis. There's just a lot of things that get talked about around cost of production, but we're going to take a look at it and just dive into some of the specifics and things that we can do to improve our operations really hone in on margin management and being profitable in the years to come. Really looking forward to meeting up with all the farmers networking the conference.
All right, that sounds great. And again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more at ndfb.org, where you can find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Continuing our conversation now with Pete Hannabut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Questions or comments, welcome for him as well at 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your email addresses. What else, Pete, is on your radar at this legislative session?
I think when I think about legislative session, I kind of wish that it was in the mindset of a lot of folks that we all take the Hippocratic Oath and that the first thing we do is no harm in a lot of ways in anything with public policy. And so we hope that it is a slow session, that there aren't too many things that are terribly controversial. We hope that there are a number of things that all of agriculture can agree on, and not a number of issues that would divide the ag community. We're a small enough group now, we don't need to be divided up. But no doubt some of those things will come along, and we'll just have to see how they go. But for the most part, it so far has been a relatively quiet session. There have been a couple of bills natural resource-wise and a couple of bills tax-wise that will affect us. There's one about the bee industry. And so, you know, we're keeping an eye on all of those things. As a general farm organization, we have an obligation to look out for all of agriculture, since we have members that are as diversified as the agriculture in North Dakota. So watching out for all of them sometimes gets to be a bit of a challenge, in that you have to weigh the merits of legislation on how it affects everybody versus one segment of that. And obviously you can defend certain segments of agriculture where you need to, but there are other things that are more general issues. And so we hope to look out for everyone that's our members and do what's best for them in the long run in the public policy field, not get too bogged down with the politics of it.
Tell me more about the one you mentioned for the bee industry. I know there's we've had it's been a while, but you know, some concerns here among folks in the industry about you know, just an unusual amount of bee population dying off. What specific legislation are you talking about?
Well, the ag commissioner had they periodically will rewrite some of the working rules, I'll call them. It's not that simple, but they will periodically go through the code and make updates to things or suggest updates to things. And so that process went on, focusing on the bee part of agriculture this past year. And I'm sure there was, you know, a lot of time was put into it, and they had input from a lot of folks and everything. And so filed that bill, or the bill was filed, and so they talked through that. What that brings out is there are certain folks that, of course, want more restrictions on where apiaries or where the hives can be placed, and the colonies and all that, and how many colonies, meaning bee and the queen and everybody who follows her, all the drones with her, within an apiary and all that, and how big the footprint is of those white boxes you see, basically where the bees live. And so there's some folks that want restrictions on where those, how close those can be to residents. There are other folks that say it's not really any of your business if it's my private property on how many of those I have. And so it gets to be a bit of a balancing act between choosing, you know, how to make the best public policy for everyone. We have a thriving bee industry here and a thriving honey industry, and we want to do everything we can to preserve that. Sometimes the problem becomes that there might be one bad actor that gives everybody a bad name. I feel very confident that our resident bee folks here are all pretty good folks, and they're trying to do the right thing and make money the way the system is set up and all. And there might be one or two, particularly, you know, the blame always goes to the out-of-state folks, rightfully or not. On, you know, they come in, they dump their hives, they're gone, and we don't even know how to track them down. So they're working on some placarding to identify the hives themselves and how you would contact somebody, how you would contact somebody if there's a problem, how you would contact somebody if you happen to be the neighboring farmer and you have to spray for something. You don't want to kill the bees, so you want to be able to contact them and say, how do we handle this? And so working out all that minutia is in the mix of this rewrite of the code on how these things are handled. And so that's all good and healthy for the process, and there are folks on both sides of each of the little parts of that one issue, And so when we had that hearing, there were several folks that weighed in on both sides of it, and we didn't have a stance on it, particularly on the way the rewrite was handled. And so it was interesting to hear. And there are a number of just, you know, personal issues for individuals that have to be balanced with what's good for the entire industry, what's good for all of agriculture. Obviously, we need the pollinators. We don't necessarily want to invade anybody's private property. We also don't want anybody to be, you know, stung by bees. So it's a tough balance in the public policy world for that.
Michael emails, what exactly are these hogs trying to spend every penny on? Who exactly are they? They should be named and some focus on what they're doing. I guess we'll have to have you back to name some names next time. Please, thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise. Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.